It's Wednesday, April the 29th, day 39. I've just clicked on Kevin Kelly's website. "It's my birthday," he says brightly in a post written yesterday. "I'm 68. I feel like pulling up a rocking chair and dispensing advice to the young'uns. Here are 68 pithy bits of unsolicited advice which I offer as my birthday present to all of you." There then follows an interesting and often thought-provoking list. Before I get to them, though, a small nagging difficulty arises. According to his Wikipedia entry, Kevin was born on August the 14th, 1952, not April the 28th. So, although he's definitely in his 68th year, but unless Wikipedia's got it wrong, which is always possible, I suppose, yesterday wasn't his birthday. Never mind. The thing is that Kevin Kelly is, and always has been, an interesting guy. He was a protege of Stuart Brand, the nearest thing cyberculture has to a patron saint. Kelly was an editor and sometime publisher of Brand's Whole Earth Review, and later was the founding editor of Wired magazine. He's an unfailingly positive, insightful, forward-thinking guy, who is often also infuriatingly glib. One of his books, for example, has the title What Technology Wants, but on the whole, he adds to the gaiety of life, and I enjoy reading him even when I'm grinding my teeth at the same time. But what of his 68 bits of advice? Well, some of them verge on the banal or sentimental. Learn how to learn from those you disagree with or even offend you. Well, up to a point, Lord Copper. And it doesn't work with, for example, Donald Trump. Gratitude, says Kelly, will unlock all other virtues and is something you can get better at. Yeah, probably. Don't trust all-purpose glue? Yep. Promptness is a sign of respect. Yeah, it is. If you're looking for something in your house and you finally find it, when you're done with it, don't put it back where you found it. Put it back where you first looked for it. Well, it makes sense to me. Reading to your children regularly will bond you together and kickstart their imaginations. That's definitely true in my experience. I once turned down a big job offer on the grounds that I liked putting my kids to bed at night. The three eminent suits who made the offer, believe me, were not amused. But then there are more profound tips. For example, when you're young, spend at least 6 months to 1 year living as poor as you can, eating beans and rice in a tiny room or tent, to experience what your worst lifestyle might be. That way, any time you have to risk something in the future, you won't be afraid of the worst-case scenario. I think that's good advice. The irony is that most of my children's generation, who belong to the precariat working in the gig economy, have little choice except to live like that. Or how about this? Never get involved in a land war in Asia. I'll drink to that. And Kelly's advice that hatred is a curse that does not affect the hated, it only poisons the hater, is absolutely spot on. There are three out of the 68 tips that I particularly like. The first is, when you get an invitation to do something in the future, ask yourself, would you accept this if it were scheduled for tomorrow? Not too many promises will pass that immediacy filter. Damn, I wish I'd read that decades ago. The second, how to apologize. Quickly, specifically, sincerely. Yes, yes, yes. And the last, the more you're interested in others, the more interesting they find you. That's so true, and it's been my golden rule forever at social occasions. I'm not really a shy person, but I hate parties. My strategy is to choose someone to talk to and ask them about themselves. Most of them talk happily about themselves, especially if gently prompted, and almost never ask about me. But later on, I often hear that they tell other people what an interesting chap I am. Try it. Never fails.